Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Mamas the world over learn to expect the unexpected, and this morning is no exception. For the mamas on the Reproductive Justice Committee, at 8:30 I received an email and a couple of minutes later a phone call from our speaker, Chanel Porcher-Albert, that she was not able to be here. Chanel is 8.5 months pregnant with her fifth child, and she's not in labor. She had a baby shower yesterday, and I find it astounding that somebody is kindly having a baby shower for somebody for the fifth child. And she woke up this morning, she said she probably overdid it, and she literally had back pain and spasms, so she couldn't get out of bed. We are going to have our two members of our committee will be reading her words, which she kindly sent to us. But before they do that, I want to read to you greetings from Chanel Porcher-Albert. It is with a heavy heart that I won't be able to make it today. I woke up with severe upper back pain and have been trying to remedy it, but to no avail. Please expect my deepest apologies and let the congregation know that I am with them in spirit, that on this Mama's Day, I charge them with taking up the arms of truth and reconciliation, to choose Mama's Day as a day to stand in solidarity with our sisters and brothers in our push to acknowledge that reproductive justice and birth justice is something that we must constantly fight for. I am attaching the message, which I intended to give today. Please let me know if I can support you in any way, and hopefully I can come and have my new little one in tow. So I personally, as co-chair of Reproductive Justice, and I know Suzanne Furman joins me, thanks very much, Gabriella Shinnok and Dalai Dodik, who are going to be reading the message, which they received at 9:25 this morning.
All mamas know this movement, this moment for sure, when things don't quite work out. This is the script by Chanel. My motherhood is like an unspoken truth hushed by the non-believers and exalted in the hills by truth seekers. When I was asked to speak to you all about a month ago, and over the course of that time, it took me a while to get to a place to speak about motherhood. It's funny because I am a mother of four beautiful children and currently expecting my fifth child due any day now. As you can see, I don't stand in for her very well. I have personally assisted over 100 individuals through their birthing experiences, and still I feel unprepared. Every Friday, I go and speak with a group of women who have lost custody of their children for various reasons, whether it be because of a systematic oppression that many women of color have faced and continue to face for years in this country, petty drug offenses, poor parenting skills, mental illness, etc. Does that make me qualified to speak on motherhood and what that means? I thought of the Rikers Island meeting, the women there talking to them about their pregnancies while I am currently pregnant and knowing that my child will be born in a safe space and that I will soon be leaving those walls. These realities are not the same for them, and whether the circumstances around them being there were valid or not, the fact still remains that they too are mothers in every way. As mothers, we are often silenced and or shamed by parenting alone or parenting and having too many children or for not parenting enough in the eyes of others. This Mother's Day, I think about my own mother, whom I lost to asthma at the age of 14, and her struggle upon getting divorced from a physically and verbally abusive man, and the strength it took to raise two daughters while alone, while still trying to maintain her sense of self. The shame of being sick and having to rely on a system to support us, and the amount of strength and courage to ensure her daughters were provided for. I reflect on how motherhood has become a secondary thought, a reality that presents itself to me constantly, whether I am assisting a 12-year-old who was raped by her cousins or a 30-something deciding to have children for the first time. We are a nation unprepared to talk to our women and girls about who they are and the autonomy that they hold over their beautiful bodies. We are a nation that would like to suppress the stories of so many women and people of color as trivial matters that don't constitute a second thought because we brush it off with our "it's not me" attitude. But reality is that if one woman and girl is not safe, then we all are not safe.
Our interconnectedness is reflected in the current state of media, showing images from around the world of young women being raped in India, child trafficking through various nations, and black women like Sandra Bland who being unjustly silenced. It is our duty as human beings living a spiritual existence to defend those whose voices are silenced for unjust reasons. It is our duty to stand up to the various forms of systematic oppression that seek to maintain power. And it is our duty to teach our women and girls that in the face of oppression, we will not stand for a system that seeks to silence us. It is the responsibility of our allies to trust in the process that women of color have set before them, or they too will continue to live off the privilege their race has provided for them. We must never forget the history that women of color have faced in this country, those whom have been seen as breeders, welfare queens, those marginalized populations of color that have witnessed or experienced the act of forced sterilization, experimentation, and neglect. Up until 2003, it was still seen lawful to sterilize a woman in some states without consent. So when I speak of motherhood as a form of resistance, I am talking about the direct choice to choose to birth a child into this world under your terms. The choice to birth free from harm, stigma, and shame. The right to bring a child into this world and not have to think about how racism may impact their lives. The right to raise your child in a safe space free from harm. The right to parent alone or in a partnership of their choice without reproach. Let us make a commitment that Mama's Day will be a day of resistance, a day that all those who choose to parent can do so under a banner of protection that your life is no less valuable than the next. That when we begin to see the intersectionality of the various social determinants that affect how and when a woman births, and truly embrace the framework of reproductive justice / birth justice, and it actively becomes a part of our daily lives in assisting others, then we are living and breathing resistance. In closing, I leave you with this scripture. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous, is not proud, is not conceited, does not act foolishly, is not selfish, is not easily provoked to anger, keeps no record of wrongs, takes no pleasure in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. It is our love for one another that will continue to strengthen us in times of uncertainty and give us the strength we need to see motherhood as a form of resistance and not shame.